Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Good morning to you. Yes, it is hump day. 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Excited for today's show. Lana's in a predicament with the boyfriend. We're going to talk about it at 8:20. And I will say, this is a valid predicament.
Yeah.
It's not a clear-cut winner on this.
I know. I don't know what to do, so I need some help. So I'm going to throw it out there, see if maybe some people can help me out.
Absolutely. So 8:20, we'll talk about that. Of course, your USF, UCF tickets coming up at 7:40. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well.
Yes.
Yeah, doing well.
Are you excited about this wedding you're going to this weekend?
Yeah, it should be good. It's a good friend of mine, and I haven't seen him in a while, and really looking forward to it. So, yeah, it should be good.
Did you wait a long time for the registry, or did you get it out of the way right away?
No. We have
yet to do that?
We are not using something on the registry.
Oh, okay. We're doing
cash.
Yeah,
it's okay. That's smart.
Money.
Yeah, she
do whatever they want.
When we finally looked, most everything was gone that we wanted to even remotely. So we like, let's just give cash.
Yeah,
so,
you don't want to be the guy that gets the doormat. That's left
right.
over.
Everyone loves cash too, right?
Right.
The best gift to give.
Hey, they can get anything they want. I love that. All right, Lana, how are you?
Good. I got my hot tea going this morning. It is chilly. I had the heat on the car on the way over here. Woo!
Yeah, cool. I was walking the dog this morning going, oh, man, it's cold. So.
I mean, I like the chillier temperatures. It's a nice change, but anything below 50, 55, I'm out. It's just cold.
Was it below 55 this morning?
No, but I think it was like 58.
It was 54 at my house in Lutz.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, like 55. I mean, it can stop getting cold now, but I'm good. This is plenty.
The girl from Minnesota.
I know.
has lost her coat. Her mindset has changed. All right. Perfect song right there. Colder weather. It's 59 degrees outside over here at the radio station. 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Here we go.
You know you make me wanna
want to give out some shout-outs today. We do this every Wednesday. You can shout out anybody you want to. I want to shout out my neighbors. They have been amazing to me since the flood last week. Not only working on their homes, but also helping me out and coming in. And when I've been at work or whatever, they're like, hey, we'll come in and help you out with whatever. And they've stolen everything. No, I'm just kidding. No. They've just been so cool in helping me out and advising me and stuff like that of what to do. And
what are their names?
Monty is awesome. Guy is awesome. Angie is amazing. Jackson, her husband, absolutely amazing. Gail, who lives next door.
Wow, you got a lot of neighbors.
Fantastic. Yeah, so they've just been
awesome.
You know, and so they've just, you know, offered any help they can. They're going to help me pack this weekend. So they've just been a really big help. And it was kind of cool to just see neighbors get together and help people out. So they have been absolutely incredible to me. So I have to say thank you to them and just helping me out.
And helping you helps us, too, because it... You come in here and
it's coming
mood.
To work.
It comes to work. Yeah, it's twofold, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot going on. It gets a little stressful or where you're going to move and all that. But I did find another place. Excited about that.
Yay!
So we move on. We move forward. And I know a lot of people, like I always say this, a lot of people had it a lot worse than me. So I understand that completely. But when there's 2 inches of water in your house, you go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
What's happening right now? All right, Kevin, who do you want to shout out today?
You know, speaking along the lines of Hurricane Tropical Storm Ada was very difficult for everybody in our area last week. And Greg D. from ABC Action News really kept on up to date. And all the other meteorologists who were calling in for the rest of the day.
Right.
Helping, you know, our listeners, making sure that they knew what was going on. And I know they have... busy jobs, especially when it's storm season, when there's a storm approaching, and I appreciate them taking the time out of their busy schedule to keep our listeners informed.
There you go. That's a great one.
To all the ABC Action News meteorologists, especially Greg D., who helps us in the
morning. Absolutely. I have a couple bones to pick with Greg D. because he didn't tell me the storm is going to stall over my house. No,
that happened.
He's an awesome guy. Lana, you got one today?
Yeah, I don't know the person's name exactly, but we'll just call him Bill.
Yeah.
He's the manager at the Little Greek Fresh Grill in Lithia. So, you know, my boyfriend Paul works for the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department.
Love that guy.
They're training this week, and they take a break for lunch to go in and get some lunch, and sure. Sometimes they go to different places. And he was telling me yesterday, he's like, every time we go to Little Greek in Lithia, he goes, the manager will not let us pay. And he's like, there's a group of us. So there's, you know, almost
like... Well, he's a fire medic. They come in together.
Well, he's working for the SWAT this week.
Oh, it's a SWAT.
Yeah, they're doing the training.
Excuse me.
So there's like 10 of them, 10, 15 of them coming in, and the manager will not let them pay. He's like, nope, it's on me. It's on me. And I just, he doesn't have to do that.
Sure.
And he just does it out of the goodness of his heart for those guys that are protecting our community. And
right.
I just wanted to give a big shout out to that manager at the Little Greek Fresh Grill in Lithia.
Very cool.
Thank
I like
you.
That. Do you have a picture of Paul doing the SWAT thing at all?
Yes, I have a few.
Do you at all? Kevin, yes, have you seen it?
I believe there's a poster size picture in her office.
Yes, there is. Poster size of him. Pelling from a helicopter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There sure is.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
We're not sure if it's photoshopped or not, but it's pretty cool.
And when I say poster, I mean poster size.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big old boy.
Yeah. Think about that Mark Wahlberg or David Bowie poster you had on your room wall when you were a kid. It's twice that size.
It was a gift from his mother, so right. It's in my office.
Yeah, hanging up proudly.
Yes, it is.
All right, who do you want to shout out? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
You know you make me wanna...
Doing our shout-outs for the week right now. It's 995 QYK Spring in Carrollwood. Who do you want to shout-out today?
I want to shout-out to all the Sherwin-Williams employees at the paint stores who have, during this pandemic, helped everybody who's remodeling and painting while they're home. We have been super busy every day. It's killer, but everybody's getting their houses all fixed up for Christmas, and it's awesome.
I love that, yeah.
So do you work for them, or you're getting your house renovated?
No, I work for them. I'm the decorator there and help ladies every day pick out colors for their...
Do you have anything that's more of a that type of thing?
One thing, you know how it starts. One thing rolls into another.
Right.
Okay, now I got to do my kitchen because the rest of the house looks so good.
I love it. Well, yeah. Glad business is good, and thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Also want to say James called us, and he said he wanted to give his grandfather a shout-out. His name also James. So, James, way to go, buddy. Give your grandfather some love. He said it's the best man he's ever known, so I love that. All right, coming up 7:05, we're going to do your car line fun fact. Always fun. Yes. It's 995 QYK. Here's David Lee Murphy with Kenny.
Well, it's a car line.
Car line.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
You're in the car line right now, dropping the kids off, or just on your way to work. Want a little fun fact to start your morning? I got it for you. It's 995 QYK. All right, Lana, on a hot summer night, you can actually guess the temperature within a couple degrees by listening to crickets.
What?
Have you heard this before?
No.
Well, here it is. In 15 seconds, you count at, you know, how many chirps you hear.
Okay.
Then you add 37, and you'll get within a couple degrees. Now, I had heard this before. Had you, Kevin?
I've never heard of this.
All right, so we're going to try it out. All right, obviously it's not a hot summer night right now, but here we go. Count how many chirps you hear in these 15 seconds. What do you got?
I got 33.
That's what I counted, too.
That would mean it's 70 degrees outside, which makes sense on a hot summer night.
Yeah.
So next time it's summer, it's hot outside, count those crickets, add 37, and you will get approximately in Fahrenheit how many degrees it is outside.
Hmm.
There you go.
That's interesting.
I like that. I've never heard of that before.
I have heard of it before, and it's usually pretty close.
Yeah, problem is, though, after a couple of beers, you're sitting out there trying to count crickets. You're like, one, two, oh, I got to start over again. Then you got to move the stopwatch.
Was that a cricket or a moth? What was that?
What are you doing counting crickets? Yeah. Trying to figure out what temperature it is. Why don't you just look on your phone?
Oh,
no. All right.
All right, let's see. We put that on the board. We have a tally of how Lana ruins bits. And that would be a tally mark right there.
Just get your phone out. Don't worry about the crickets.
Thanks, Lana. That's called a fun fact. What if you were stranded and had no phone service? But thank you for ruining the bits and involving alcohol somehow. That was great. All right, Lana. Appreciate you. Hey, do you mind if we do the 7:15 second date update?
I'd love it.
All right, cool. We're going to do it. And coming up in 6 minutes. Thank God she's down for something.
I know.
FGL, long live. 99. 95 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Time to find out what's happening in the world of dating with the Second Date Update on 99.5 QIK.
My favorite part of the day right now, let's do it. We got Danielle on the phone who's reaching out to us about a date she went on with Tyler. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I'm reading this email that you sent us. Tell me about Tyler. How'd you guys meet and what'd you guys do on your date?
Well, we actually met in a Starbucks line, and I noticed him. He was tall and good-looking and cute, and he was looking down at his phone. I saw him smile, and I thought he had a cute smile, and we kind of started joking about the 6 feet, you know. I mean,
right, everybody's standing on their X's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so but we were just joking, just kind of lighting it up.
Danielle, hold on 1 second. Can I just say something? Can we give it up for Danielle, the fact that she did not meet on a dating app or anything like that? Yes.
Well,
yes.
Yes,
people are actually talking to each other in public. I love it. All right, Danielle, keep going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. Even during a pandemic, I mean, serendipity can happen.
There you go.
Yeah, we started kind of chatting, and we ended up exchanging numbers.
Okay.
I was excited. You know, like you said, it's kind of cool to meet somebody that way. It feels sort of old-fashioned these days, and you know, so we decided to meet up, and you know, we live in the same area of Tampa, we discovered, and so we went for drinks at Meat Market.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We had a good time. We talked about our lives, kind of talked about, like, what we want out of life, and he seemed really professional, you know, he dresses nicely, and I thought it went great. I mean, I had a really good time, and I was hoping to see him again, hear from him again, and I've just heard nothing. I mean, nothing happened, you know?
Yeah, but did you feel like you guys were attracted to each other?
Yeah.
Well, as far as that first attraction goes, when they met at Starbucks, they saw what each other looks like.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously he was intrigued at that point. How did you guys leave the date?
We just hugged. We gave a little kiss on the cheek, and kind of flirty smiles. You know, I really thought I was going to hear from him again.
Right.
I mean, he said he was going to, you know, that he'd send me a text and we'd hang out again. So I really don't get it.
Okay. Well, I think that you've been pretty descriptive with us. I think we know what we need to know. And we're going to call him for you. So can you hang on for us, Danielle?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, hang on. Danielle sounds super sweet. She actually met Tyler in a unique way, one that we don't hear a lot here on the 7:15 Second Date Update.
Yeah, meeting the line at Starbucks.
I love it.
Yeah, they just said they actually started talking in an old-fashioned way. They exchanged numbers, and then they went to Meat Market, which is a great place, especially if you want a good cocktail. So go down there and just kind of people watch. And she said they had a good date. They talked a lot, and now he's not calling her back.
Yes, she doesn't really know what's going on. So we're going to try to call Tyler right now and see if we can get him on the phone. Hi, is this Tyler?
Yes, this is. Who is this?
Hey, Tyler, this is 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew over here. Good morning to you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning to you, too.
Good morning. How are you?
I like it.
I like your excitement right now. We're going to see if you stay that way. We wanted to see if we could talk to you actually on the air. I don't know if you've ever heard us do this. We do something called a 7:15 Second Date Update, and you are on it right now, and we'd like to ask you about a date you recently went on. Could we have a couple minutes of your time?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Well, we wanted to ask you about this girl, Danielle, that you went on a date with. We heard that you guys had a great time. That's never good. Let me just tell you what we know, Tyler. I heard you guys met at Starbucks. You guys exchanged numbers. You guys went out to Meat Market, had a great time. She said that, you know, you're a really well-dressed guy. She really liked what you had to say about what you want in life. And now she's kind of wondering why you haven't reached out since the date. She thought for sure you guys would be going on another date, even had a little peck on the cheek at the end of the date. So what's going on, man? Where'd you go? This girl's really into you.
Well, the date went really well. I'm just not interested in her. She She's got no class.
No class?
Yeah, like I'm kind of a professional type, and you know, I didn't follow her before our date, but I did after, and I saw she's got all those, like, she's always posting something, like a photo shoot she's done with somebody, or all these bikini pics, or underwear pics. She even had a bunch of burlesque pictures on there, and I just, it's not my type of thing. Like, that's not that's not what I plan on introducing to my parents.
Some girls put it all out there on there, that's for sure.
I've got friends that if you open up their Instagram, it's just all selfies, all pictures of just them, and like he's saying, and like
what'd you say your friend's name was?
Well, you know, and they're showing themselves off and that kind of stuff, and I can understand why he wouldn't want to be with somebody like that.
Maybe they're going for someone a little more modest, something like that. So when you say no class, this is just because what you saw on social media, not on the actual date. Everything was fine on the date.
Everything was pretty cool. I did notice she took pics the place we were eating and her food, like, while we were eating.
Yeah, it's annoying.
That was a little off-putting to me. And then afterward, I think we became friends on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think that's how they put it. I was like, oh, that's how she rolls.
Yeah, the old boomerang of her food and all that. Like, just eat, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right, well, listen, Tyler. Danielle sounds very sweet. She's on the phone with us right now. I want to bring her back on. Danielle?
Yep, I'm here. So no class, huh? Wow.
It's just not what I'm interested in. Like, all those pictures.
But you think I look good, though? I mean, I wouldn't post them if I didn't look good. I work out. I work hard to look good. You know, people actually make good money this way, too.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do, Danielle? Are you trying to be like an influencer?
Well, yeah, basically. I mean, some of my friends, you know, once you get sponsored by advertisers, they make six figures doing this. I mean, why wouldn't I do that? I mean, it's not, you know, I'm proud of my photos, and I think a lot of them are really artistic, and, you know, I'm starting to make money, so what's wrong with that?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, just, you know, underwear isn't my kind of artistic.
It wasn't underwear. It's usually just bikinis. I'm not sure what you meant by that, but it's not, I mean, you sound kind of judgmental. You know I look good, and a lot of guys like my pics, so why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of not interested in what other dudes think of your pictures.
I was just going to say, that statement kind of just sealed the deal right there.
Well, a lot of guys would be jealous. I mean, if we were dating, they'd be jealous of you, I have to say.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not interested in having guys be jealous of me. This is in high school.
Let me ask you a question, Danielle. His description of your photos of being, you know, maybe you say artistic, but maybe a little seductive, is that accurate?
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? I mean, yeah, a little risque. I mean, that's what gets attention. It's like guys want to see women, you know, scantily clad, and then we get judged for it. I mean,
some guys don't want a girl that's attracting attention.
Yeah, I'm not judging you for it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
Like,
and if you're trying to make money that way, you know, you go get it. You know, that's just not what I want to be a part of. It's just not my type of interest.
You know, one day you're going to regret it when I'm making tons of money and we have nothing to do with each other. But okay.
Well, I mean, if I miss you that bad, I can just go to your Instagram and call you anyway.
Danielle, what did you say your social media was?
I would never.
Sorry. Tyler, so you're saying this is a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, I'm not interested.
I mean, I'm happy with my life and what I'm doing. So,
okay.
You know, thanks for helping me find out.
All right, good. Well, Tyler, thanks for coming on with us. Danielle, thank you for coming on with us. You guys have a great day, all right?
You're welcome. You too.
All right, take care. Danielle and Tyler went on a date, and I thought, man, this started out very innocent. They met at a Starbucks. They went on a cool date to Meat Market. They were both into each other. Then he kind of just said, I'm done. We couldn't figure out what's going on. It's 99.5 QYK. He finally told us, like, I saw her Instagram, a lot of scandalous photos on there. And she came on and admitted that. She goes, yeah, I'm trying to be an influencer. And if I get the right amount of likes, I'll get paid on this. I have friends that make about six figures doing it. And that's her thing.
And it's not his.
Not his thing at all. So getting your reactions right now. We got Julie in North Tampa right now. Julie, what do you think about this?
Tyler is a man that men should be. That he is not looking for women to be just something to look at. He wants someone who he can respect and respect herself. And good for her if she can take advantage of whatever opportunity she has, except she's selling herself out and she's leading vulnerable young girls the wrong direction. So way to go, Tyler. Ground.
You know what? And again, I don't want to come off judgmental either, but it's like when you do get into a relationship, you got to find someone who's cool with that because you're not leaving a whole lot to the imagination for other guys.
Right.
Right. And then who really wants their buddies going, hey, you're hot. Your chick's pretty hot in her underwear. I'm sorry. That's supposed to be between me and my partner. Not
exactly.
Everybody else.
I hear you. All right, Julie. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. And we got some texts too about this.
Yeah, Tammy, I like what Tammy wrote. She said, a real man isn't going to want all of his buddies to be able to look at an Instagram and see everything his woman has to offer, just like Julie said. But then she goes on to say, it's sad that our society has become such that women don't feel they're worth anything unless they get 1,000 likes.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And I have a buddy that's wife does this, and I finally had to, like, unfollow them because I was like, I don't want to see your wife that way. It was, like, aggressive, and I was like, I'm good. It's just an uncomfortable feeling, you know? And this is exactly why we talked to you about your Instagram, Lana.
Oh, yeah. I've got so many selfies.
We really need you to tone it down on there. So, no kidding.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you're going to see a lot of pictures of Louis.
Yeah.
A lot of pictures of sunsets. yeah. I don't have anything on there of me scantily clad. Sorry. No.
I did not plan this, but we're going to play Sam Hunt by like a back road right now. It's 99.5 QYK. If you missed the second date update, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later today. Here's Sam. Paul Metal today, going to play a little game called Foolish Football Trivia. Do you think you know football pretty well?
I mean, I think so. I guess we'll see, right?
Right. We'll find out. That's this is it. For USF-UCF tickets on the 27th. We're going to ask you three really foolish football questions. If you get 2 out of 3 correct, we're going to send you to the game, okay?
Okay.
First question, Lana.
How many downs does an offense have to get a first down?
4.
Yay!
They have 4 downs. Yes, they do. They do. All right.
Yes.
All right. Second question, Lana.
What is a pass caught by the defense?
Interception.
Yay! Oh!
Interception! Yeah,
let's go. All right, let's do one more for fun.
One bonus fun question. Who on the show is a USF graduate?
Lana?
No, it's Kevin.
There's a reason we're laughing. Yes. That's all right. You got 2 out of 3. Lana did not finish college. She's 6 units short. We've tried to convince her every day to go finish. She says no.
No way.
But you would recommend that kids go out there and do that.
Of course, but I recommend that all the kids do, but it's just not for me.
It's not for her. Kids, stay in school.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, you are all set up. You're going to go to the game, USF versus UCF.
Thank you. That's awesome.
All right. Hang on for me.
Okay.
All right. You know what we're doing? We're going nonstop music right now until our 8:10 music minute. And then at 8:20, Lana's got a relationship problem, and it has to do with sports. This is going to get interesting. Hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Lee Bryce, he's on the road to recovery from COVID-19, which was diagnosed through testing. This was before the CMA Awards. He said he felt fine at first, and then he kind of hit him full force. He said he was having these body aches that weren't there. He says, I literally woke up like soaking wet. I wasn't shivering, but I never really caught the fever, but he says, I know there's so many other people out there that are doing worse than I am. He goes, but I feel like I'm finally on my way through. And just reading his description, I'm like, yep, I think I had it. Same thing I was going through in February. So just those body aches. But a brand new album from Lee coming out this Friday. It's called Hey World. I'm super excited for him. And we're going to be doing a virtual performance with him on December 1st. So if you want to sign up for that, you can do so at our website at 995QYK.com. Love the story about Blake Shelton. He and the general manager for the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals, are pretty good buddies. His name is Steve Keim. I guess Steve's been out on tour with Blake. And one night, of course, after the show, there were a couple of drinks, and Blake started talking to him about the draft picks.
He's become a friend over the years, and man, I got on him hard. I was just like, man, what are you doing? I mean, you have the number one draft pick, and you're not going to take Kyler Murray? Like, what? You're going to be the guy that goes down in history that didn't take Kyler Murray. Like, what are you doing? And then
So Kyler played at Oklahoma. That's why.
He has taken credit for their good season and for drafting Kyler Murray. Yeah. So if you ever want to know the backstory, there
it
is.
I will tell you, he's been amazing. He went on a Hail Mary last weekend. So.
Yes.
Tim McGraw says he would like you to believe that Faith doesn't want him in the kitchen on Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, I don't cook. Faith does all the cooking for Thanksgiving. So we have to have turkey, we have to have our stuffing, and we have to have cornbread and peas, of course.
Sounds good right there.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. And big props to Dolly Parton. She is on her way to becoming a hero. She sunk $1 million into the COVID-19 research that has resulted in the Moderna vaccine. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Which is said to provide over 95% protection from the virus.
I'm just happy that anything I do can help somebody else. And when I donated the money to the COVID fund, I just wanted it to do good. And evidently,
it is.
And let's just
hope
we find a cure real soon.
Dolly.
No, how great is that? So thank you so much to Dolly Parton. That is your Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
All right, now before we get into this situation that's coming up in about 6 minutes that you have going on at home, has there been any more discussions about this issue?
No.
So this is still kind of the elephant in the room.
Well, it's not even, like, he doesn't even really kind of know.
Oh, no. Okay. Hey, this is not good. All right, 6 minutes away. Here's Darius Rucker, Beers and Sunshine. Lana's got some issues at home.
Find out now.
What's new? 995QIK. I mean, I'd agree. Lana is a lovely person. I love working with her every day. It's 995QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Well, Lana has backed herself into a situation that may be difficult to get out of, and it's going to be a tough decision for you.
I know. Okay. I don't know what to do, so I'm bringing it to the air.
Right, so it's very, which every relationship loves. So, it's very well known that Lana is a giant Vikings fan. This is her hometown team. Okay, she wears Vikings gear all the time. She's very excited. They won on Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal. She has a lot of friends that sometimes come down for the game.
Yep.
When they play the Bucks, and she'll even go home to some games in Minnesota.
I do.
This year, the Vikings are coming to the Bucks.
Yes,
to play here.
Yes. And we had planned, all my friends from Minnesota were flying down the whole weekend. We were planning this big weekend. It also happens to be my birthday weekend.
Right.
So we were going to celebrate, and that was the plan. Well, then COVID hit, and then Tom Brady joined the team, and everything just basically just changed as far as tickets.
And fans are, tickets are limited, going to season ticket holders mostly.
Right. And right now you can't get tickets. When Tom Brady, I was going to buy a bunch of tickets, but then when Tom became the quarterback, they went up and they skyrocketed in price. So here's my situation. I've got a big group of my Vikings friends, especially my buddy Jerry, who's one of my best friends. I've known him for like 25 years. He's from Minnesota with me. And he got a hold of some tickets for the Vikings game on the 13th here at Raymond James Stadium. I mean, this is the
big... He lives in Minnesota or he lives here?
Oh, he lives here in Tampa. Okay. Yeah, he's my buddy. I go watch games with him all the time.
Got it.
So Jerry calls me last week and he's like, hey, he goes, I got you a ticket for the Vikings game. I'm like, sweet. I mean, I'm stoked, because to get your hands on a ticket is impossible right now. And I want to go because that's what I want to do for my birthday. Everybody's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, I just want to go to the game. That's all I want to do. But he only has one ticket.
So the issue is not can you bring a friend, but we think the issue is going to be with your boyfriend
Like, I'm going should to the you, game. See ya.
Should you go without him, or would he be a little upset in the fact that you are choosing to go without him? That's what you're worried about, correct?
I know, but it's so hard to get a ticket to this game. I mean, like...
Now, I know it's not about this, but it's going to be you and three guys?
Oh, no, no. It's going to be a bunch of us from Minnesota. But they don't have any extra tickets. They just have one. Not anybody that I know these people. Paul doesn't know these right. people, but he does know Jerry. He's met Jerry a bunch of times. But it's just the group of people that I go watch the Vikings games with. We're all getting together. We're all tailgating. And they have one extra ticket. I don't have one for him.
So you haven't discussed this with him?
I've kind of slightly mentioned. I'm like, well, Jerry's got one ticket.
So what was his initial response?
He doesn't really respond to it, to be honest with you.
Really? Kind of ignores it?
Kind of ignores it.
Act like he didn't hear it.
Acts like he doesn't hear it. We haven't discussed it. We haven't talked about it. I have told him that I really want to go and do this big tailgate party with my Vikings friends, and I want to do this on that Sunday. That's what I want to do on that Sunday. And I just want it to be all Vikings and Bucks football that day. And I got my hand on a ticket.
So what do you think his issue will be?
Oh, he's... the fact that I'm going without him, that I'm taking the opportunity, but... I really want to go.
Well, okay, we got that part. But I'm just saying...
The Vikings haven't been at Raymond James Stadium, 6 years maybe?
It's been a while.
Now, everybody's going to sit here and say, well, you should be able to go. It's your birthday, all that. So, but the situation is the dynamic of your relationship with Paul will be... Stress will be put on it. Let's just put it that way because
he's going to feel left out, and I feel bad that I can't take him. I want to find another ticket for him.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? I just looked at StubHub. Okay, uh-huh. Just to see. They do have tickets available for the Bucks and the Vikings game.
Do I have to meet some guy on Nebraska and Florida?
No, some of them are just...
to go buy
No.
Usually it comes through email.
It's an instant download, so they'll send you their tickets or whatever. So, but they are expensive. In the upper deck, 300 levels, they start at $171. Well, but my question is Paul, if you went to Paul like, hey, do you want to buy two tickets? We can go together, but they're... going to be like $400 almost between the two of us.
But there is tickets?
Yeah, oh yeah, plenty.
Are.
Plenty.
Plenty.
Who's selling tickets?
I just said StubHub.
Can you trust that?
Of course!
Yes, you can trust StubHub.
Yes, of course you can!
It's very reputable.
I mean, if you want to sit behind the Vikings bench, you're paying almost $1,000 a ticket. They're very expensive because there's not so many now this year.
You also have to help set up the field.
But I know. I feel bad because I want to go and I want.
All right, well, this is gonna be a gift from Paul.
Yeah.
Why don't we turn this into a gift from Paul?
I like that.
If he wants to go, come on, big boy, get those moths out of the wallet. Let's get going here.
Oh, I know, but I feel bad. It's something I really want to do. And
he hasn't solved the problem in about 30 seconds.
I just did. Oh, I was like, you got to spend a little bit of money, but if you want him to go, if you want to go together, now, there's your solution.
But here's the deal, though. The experience for her is the fact she's doing it with all her hometown friends.
No, I understand.
That is the big thing.
I love Paul there, though. It'll be fun.
It's not that you don't want Paul there, but being at the game and all that stuff together, watching it together is a big experience for
right.
you.
Oh, right. That's
my point.
You're right, exactly. And that's what you
So if you're in the upper deck and it's just you and Paul, you're going to have a little FOMO, fear of missing out for the kids at home, of what's going on down there.
But if you get four tickets and get two more of your friends to go, then there's four of you guys, including Paul, and you're tailgate. No, you can't tailgate.
Now we're up to 800.
You know, you're having fun.
Now I'm up to $1,000 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm glad they invented credit cards. Jeez.
All right, so what should Lana do in this situation? That's what she wants to know. She doesn't want to put stress on her relationship, but also wants to enjoy her time with her friends. Kevin has presented one expensive solution to the situation.
Yeah.
So what would you say? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. A great song right there, because Paul has no idea you got some big, big plans coming up. It's 99.5 QYK. Lana has been invited to go to the Vikings game against the Bucks here in Tampa. She said it's the only thing she wants to do for her birthday. Problem is, the people that are offering the ticket only have one, so therefore she cannot take her boyfriend with her. Mm-hmm. She has not discussed this with her boyfriend. She says, I am going to go, but she has not discussed this, and she's just kind of like...
I said I don't know what to do. I feel awful.
But I know, but you haven't discussed it with him.
No, right, exactly. Not really. I mean, he kind of knows I want. He knows I want to go.
Right, but he's not necessarily talked to you about it, or maybe not thrilled about it.
It's just it's impossible to get tickets because I'm Tom Brady and COVID and the everything else. So it's just tough.
All right,
what to do.
So there's one ticket she's got to go. This is her hometown team. Getting your reactions right now of advice for Lana, Dave. What do you think?
My advice for Lana is that she go with her friends and stuff like that. And if Paul can go, he can go work it or something like that since he's in law enforcement and fire department.
Yeah, well, it's funny because they do get asked to work those games. But, yeah, so he's going to be outside working and I'm going to be inside drinking, having a good time. Then he's going to go over.
Hey, just saying, you know, that would help create no problems and stuff.
All right. Well, there's one way. Yeah. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thanks for the idea.
All right. Y'all too.
All right. Bye-bye. Jeff in Parrish right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Let's try to help out Lana. What do you got?
Well, here's the deal. It's not like he has a bunch of tickets and she's choosing not to take Paul.
Right.
That's true.
It's her friends. They get together every year. It's a special thing. You've told them that this is what you really want to do. And obviously, if he cares about you and loves you and all that, you know, he's going to understand.
Yes.
He's going to understand and he's gonna want you to go and have fun.
Yeah. You should see the non-relief on Lana's face right now.
I don't know. It would be so nice if it would go down that way, but I just don't see it happening.
Either do I. All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Love you guys.
All right. Right back at you. QIK, good morning. Here's this.
Good morning. My name is Jeff.
All right, Jeff, what do you got for us?
Well, if I were Lana's boyfriend, I would let her go. Then I would take and I would plan something very special for her birthday so it was when she got home we could spend a very nice evening together.
Okay. So I don't know if she's going to be in the shape to do that.
No, I won't be.
Well.
But another day.
Might be the next day.
If I were her boyfriend, I would let her go.
All right.
Okay.
There you go. Hopefully he's listening.
Well, let's hope so. He's a fool, you know.
I like your advice.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Well, Lana, we've got one of your friends on the phone right now who's called in.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Yes, we do. Rob, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. So you're one of Lana's friends?
Yes, I'm one of her real good friends. So she's really good. She's best friends with my wife.
Oh, Rob from Prior Lake. Hey,
buddy. From Prior Lake.
All right, Rob, what do you got for us?
Hey, I would say, I've been on those trips, and Paul needs to let her go. It's a great time, and he can come out and tailgate, and then he can just, you can always buy a ticket out there with the right amount of cash.
The scalpers or whatever?
Yeah. Yep. See, now, Rob was one of the guys that was supposed to come down and celebrate this weekend with me on my birthday weekend, but because of COVID, nobody's coming anymore.
Yeah, that was like a tradition. Every time the Vikings came down, man, we would come down there in a group of probably 8 or 10 and hang out with Lana.
So it's almost like Paul would not be letting you hang out with family.
Oh, no, right. You're laying it on thick.
Is that about right, Rob?
Yeah, that could be.
Rob, are you in Prior Lake right now?
I am in Prior Lake right now.
What's the temperature?
It's about a smooth 20 degrees here.
Oh, man. Well, I just got the chills thinking about home.
All right, Rob, you've got Paul's number, so why don't you send him a text and be like, hey, you should really let Lana go to that Vikings game.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great before they've even talked about it, Rob. That'll be good.
Hold on. I can cause that controversy.
Yeah. All right, brother. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Bye, Rob.
All right, thank you.
Love that. Prior Lake weighing in. And we got someone on hold. It is Paul.
Oh,
Paul's
no.
Paul's on hold right now.
No, did you give him his
phone? No, he's not on hold. Like,
what?
Oh, man. Oh, no, did you give him?
I'm like, did you give him his phone number?
No, here we go. Let's do this. 99.5 QYK Virtual Country Christmas Concert. Are you going to have, by the way, are you going to have an update for us tomorrow?
Because
mm-hmm. You're going to talk about it tonight?
I guess so.
Well, I mean, it's got to break it at some point.
Yeah, I will. I haven't seen him. So.
What's the day? What day is the game?
It's December 13th. It's okay. On a Sunday.
All right. Lucky 13. Good luck on that. That'll wake you up. Stamma Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. Time for your I Feel Good story. Lana, what you got?
Well, this is about a Walmart employee who saved a man from drowning.
Harry, what?
Yes. Harry Ulmer, he is an overnight maintenance supervisor at Walmart. And he was taking a break at about 2 o'clock in the morning when he heard a man screaming. And his car was parked right near a pier. So he kept kind of yelling, you know, the guy was, you know, yelling, help me, help me. And he's like, I'm on my way. I'm coming. I'm coming. And he finally had to hop over the fence because there was a big gate to the pier. And he helped rescue this guy.
I park over here in the second spot every night. He was kept hollering, help me, help me. I said, all right, hold on. I'm on my way. And I kept telling him, grab the log, and I'll pull you into safety here. Police officer came to me after we were all done and said, you saved that man's life, you know. I said, it's a beautiful thing.
Wow. So wait, where did this happen at?
This was in South Philadelphia.
So Philly... The guy goes off the pier on accident?
Well, he was taking a selfie.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
The guy was taking a selfie and fell off the pier. But it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hopefully, they recovered the selfie. Because that would be an awesome selfie of him falling. I'm glad he's okay.
Thank God that guy was there.
Well, think about Walmart. They're rolling back prices. They've got greeters. And now they got lifesavers.
Yes, they do.
Now, he could have ran into the sporting section, grabbed some life jackets at Walmart, because they got everything.
Yeah, that's true.
You can buy tires there. You can buy clothes there. I know, but that was awesome. He said, grab the log. Was he said, grab the log?
Yeah, he was breaking off logs and tree limbs and tying, he had a rope in his car, and he's tying up rope with tree limbs. I mean, this guy is like G.I. Joe or something.
I love that. MacGyver, for sure. I love it. Maybe not G.I. Joe, but yeah, MacGyver.
I don't remember.
Yes. All right, the good news is it's a feel-good story. Yes. And this gentleman is a hero for saving someone's life who is taking a selfie. Kids, be careful with those selfies. They can be deadly. Yeah. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. It's JR, Lana, and the ACMCMA winner, 22-year veteran. Jesuit High School graduate. Only took him 6 years. And the USF graduate as well. And I don't know if you know this, he's a goat yoga instructor on the weekends.
Oh, really?
That's a thing?
Goat. What do you mean it's a thing? You host it every weekend.
I guess I do.
Go along with the bit, sir.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Goat yoga. You've seen that, right? You've seen the goat yoga?
Yeah.
Well, he does it. Yoga pants and everything.
What's your goat's name?
John.
Well, I mean, it's from the Bible, so I guess that's good.
See? Yeah.
Anyway. All right. What's trending in Tampa Bay, Goatman?
Okay. Well, the drive-in called the Rooftop Cinema Club, it's at Armature Works. They're going to be extending its stay through the end of the year. Oh. So you can watch some movies on a 52-foot screen.
Wow.
E.T., Mean Girls, Elf, Home Alone, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Maybe they'll show the Vikings game for you.
I doubt it.
I think it's just movies.
Oh.
Pretty sure. So admission starts at $22 per vehicle, and masks are required whenever you're outside of your car, unless you're actually eating or drinking. So.
It's actually really cool. I was at Armature Works and saw that going on, and I was like, but everybody's cars were turned around, not facing the screen. And I was like, what's going on? But they're like, no, everybody wants to sit in the back and do it that way. So, yeah, really cool, fun family event to do.
You could do that, Lana. You take the top off your Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
Just have someone tow it there. And then you're good to go. All right.
All right. Well, the pirate-themed cruise, Lana. Ooh. I know you want to go on this. It's the Tampa's pirate ship Lost, the Lost Pearl. They're going to debut a Pirate's Christmas, a pirate-themed Christmas cruise that will depart from Sparkman Wharf in Channelside. So it's for all ages and sailing by Holiday Island, where guests will get a close-up look at Tampa's largest floating Christmas tree.
Oh, all ages.
It's for all ages.
Not rated R.
No. Okay, I gotcha.
Not a whole lot of booty there as well,
I'm
guessing.
Correct. Right, okay, so also on the Holiday Island, there is a floating mailbox where children will be able to drop off their letters to Santa. So
that's cool.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Feel bad for making those jokes now.
Yes.
That's very nice.
So cruises will depart on select evenings from November the 27th through December 30th. There's a pirate sing-along featuring Christmas carols, games, temporary tattoos, and face painting. Mission starts at $20 for children, $25 for adults. It's Tampa's pirate ship, the Lost Pearl, a pirate's Christmas. That's what it's called.
So. I heard it's BYOH, too. Remember that. You know, Lana, you know, BYOH.
Bring your own
hooks.
Hooks.
Yeah, bring your own hooks.
Okay.
That's what I've been told.
And finally, Standing Ovations, which is a free event happening on Treasure Island this Thursday through Sunday. It's sand sculpting competition.
Oh, that's right.
And this year it's called Standing Ovations Presents Sandhenge, a sand sculpting exhibition. There are also things to do other than see those sand sculptures. They have a food court, arts and crafts marketplace, and they have 3 days of live entertainment, Lana. Wow. Live entertainment. So Tropical Storm Ada was a concern for the event, but they said on their website, the water from Tropical Storm Ada has receded and the event will go on as planned. Again, happening this Thursday through Sunday on Treasure Island.
Yeah, don't worry about the water. It's in my house, so it's fine. We're all good now.
Perfect. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
I love that song.
We know. We heard you. Humming. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Kevin, highlight of the show, sir.
Your car line fun fact this morning was during the summer nights, if you count the crickets, how often, and then add 37 to them, that's the temperature outside.
So you count the chirps in 15 seconds, how many chirps
how many
are, and then you add 37 on top of that in Fahrenheit degrees, that will be approximately the temperature outside.
Yeah, so you gave us a test. We did it. We heard 33 chirps. We added 37. It was 70 degrees. Or Lana just says, you can just look it up on your phone.
Right. And that's, that's her stealing the fun.
Instead of just listening to nature,
just having fun.
You can just turn on your phone and see the temperature.
Yeah.
Or count crickets.
Count crickets. I think that's more fun. Think about doing that with your kids. How fun would that be?
See?
All right. And then you can check to see if it's accurate on your phone. There you go. All right, Lana, what was your highlight of the show? Jeez. Obviously not the crickets.
Yeah.
Kidding, what's up?
I feel a little bit better about going into my situation because I was a little stressed out. The fact that I really wanted to go to the Vikings game and celebrate my birthday, but my friends only got one ticket, and I was kind of nervous about talking to my boyfriend about it, and because I don't have a ticket for him.
Right.
But Kevin, I really didn't think that there was any tickets available.
The season ticket holders are selling them at an insane rate. Yep.
But
there's not many available, but there are some available.
Right, and Kevin and I talked about this the other day. It's going to be a really good game between the Vikings and the Bucks on that, because we both could possibly be 7-5.
Well, let's hope the Bucks are better than that. They're already at 7 wins, but they got 2 tough games in a row. Rams, Chiefs, but the Vikings should win the next 3.
Right. And we could be playing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, it's going to be. It might be a really important game, that game.
So I need to get these tickets. If I'm going to get tickets, I need to do it now. But it looks like I'm going to be racking up the credit card again.
Well, you're going to talk to Paul tonight about what to do. All and they're going to give us an update tomorrow, correct?
I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm asking you a question. I'm not forcing you to talk to your boyfriend. I'm just asking.
Yes, I'd like to, because I'd like to get these plans set in stone.
There you go.
Yeah, and I feel really bad because I'm like, I want to go to the game.
I mean, we have people calling in from your, and it's no joke, people calling in from your hometown of Prior Lake, Minnesota, saying, hey, she needs to go.
This is her thing.
It's her birthday.
Yeah.
I want to go.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. If not, we'll be at a bar with you somewhere watching it.
Exactly.
All right, have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Love you.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.